Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled A Great Light, was written by Wynne Collier. In 2018, 12 Thai boys and their soccer coach descended into a maze-like cave, intending to enjoy an afternoon adventure. Due to unexpected rising water that forced them deeper and deeper into the cavern, it was 2.5 weeks before rescuers led them out. Dive teams, thwarted by rising water, attempted the rescue as the boys sat on a small rock shelf with only 6 flickering flashlights. They spent hours in darkness, hoping that somehow light and help would break through. The prophet Isaiah described a world of brooding darkness, one overrun by violence and greed, shattered by rebellion and anguish. Nothing but ruin, hope's candle flickering and fading, sputtering before succumbing to dark nothingness. And yet, Isaiah insisted this dim despair was not the end. Because of God's mercy, soon there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. God would never abandon his people in shadowy ruin. The prophet announced hope for his people then, and pointed to the time when Jesus would come to dispel the darkness sin has caused. Jesus has come, and now we hear Isaiah's words from chapter 9 with renewed meaning. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light, Isaiah says. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. No matter how dark the night, no matter how despairing our circumstances, we're never forsaken in the dark. Jesus is here. A great light shines. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 through 3. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who are in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali. But in the future, he will honor Galilee of the nations by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. Let's pray. God, thank you for the gift of your Son, who came to earth as a bright light, showing us the way back to you. Help us not to look back into the darkness, but to continually trust that you are leading us all the way out and right into your arms. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening. I'm Stephen, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.